Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is hit by the pitch. Robinson moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann, who is chasing the ball. Philly reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Zernial goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Keen reaches third base with a triple. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keen scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a pop-up towards short. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Ginsburg trying to get to third. Philly throws the ball into Suter, who tags Ginsburg for the out. Pretty moves to second. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Pretty scores. Heft moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Hatfield reaches second base with a double. Heft scores. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is one for one in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Delsing goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Tigers. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delsing for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Owen Friend. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Pesky now playing second base. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Joost reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 6, Tigers, 6. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-4 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hatfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-4 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Madison now pitching. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lund hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-4 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.